Prairie Island Indian Community, Treasure Island Resort and Casino, and the St. Paul Saints teamed up in late June to host Native American Heritage Night at CHS Field in St. Paul. According to the St. Paul Saints press release, Native American Heritage Night was held to honor all Native Americans and to particularly remember Louis Sakalexis, a member of the Penobscot Nation of Maine, who was the first Native and first recognized minority to play baseball in the National League. Artist Marlena Miles sits at a table with buffalo skull cutouts as people trace the edges onto a tablecloth and decorate with colorful designs and positive words. Marlena mentions several aspects of Native American Heritage Night at CHS Field.
Well, we have art activity, which is Buffalo Nation, which is something Keith Braveheart started at Northern Spark. And we're having a little art market of Native art from the center school students, plus some of my art. And then we put up a bunch of Dakota signage, and I know that the dancers from Prairie Island are coming down to perform as well.
The Dakota signage included words for mustard, ketchup, bathroom, water, and other words normally found around the stadium. Included in the festivities was member of the Minnesota House of Representatives and citizen of the White Earth Nation of Ojibwe, Peggy Flanagan, who sang the national anthem. For Minnesota Native News, I'm Leah Lem.